This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Amid an intensifying diplomatic standoff between India and Canada, the U.S. ambassador to Canada confirmed that it shared intelligence and informed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of the possible involvement of Indian government agents in the murder of a Canadian citizen. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
That's according to a CTV News interview to be aired on Sunday with U.S. Ambassador David Cohen, who said the intelligence came from the Five Eyes network, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged India to work with Canada on the investigation into possible involvement of Indian government agents in Nijjar's murder.
From our perspective, it is critical that the Canadian investigation proceed. And it would be important that India work with the Canadians on this investigation.
Blinken is the most senior U.S. official to have commented on the diplomatic dispute. The U.S. and other traditional Canadian allies have so far taken a cautious approach to the matter, as political experts said this was partly because the U.S. and other major players see India as a counterweight to the growing influence of China.
An attack in Somalia kills at least 18.
An explosives-laden vehicle has detonated at a security checkpoint in the central Somali city of Beledweyne. Authorities say at least 18 people were killed and 40 others were wounded in Saturday's attack. A state health official confirmed the deaths and says half of the wounded are in critical condition and need to be airlifted to Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, for advanced medical treatment. Beledweyne is the capital of the Hiran region and has been the center of the Somali government's latest military offensive against East Africa's al-Qaeda affiliate, al-Shabaab. There was no immediate claim of responsibility from the extremist group. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Security researchers say a leading Egyptian opposition politician was targeted with predator spyware after announcing a presidential bid. They say it's highly likely the Egyptian authorities were behind the hacking attempt. Its discovery by researchers at Citizen Lab and Google prompted Apple to rush out operating systems updates for iPhones, iPads, Mac computers, and Apple Watches to patch the vulnerability. Citizen Lab said in the blog post Friday that the attempts beginning in August to hack the former lawmaker involved configuring his connections on an Egyptian mobile network. Russia says Ukraine has launched another missile attack on the occupied Crimean Peninsula. The strike on Saturday came a day after an attack on the building small on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet and it left a serviceman missing and the main building smoldering. The regional governor said that it was put under an air raid alert for about an hour early Saturday after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Israel has launched a series of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip after Palestinian activists launched incendiary balloons into Israel. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In Khan Yunis, on the border with Israel, Israeli troops fire tear gas canisters towards a group of Palestinian protesters. The protesters stay put and burn tires as they chant words of defiance. The protests come as fighting in the occupied West Bank surged to levels unseen in two decades. Some of the activists in Gaza fill small birthday balloons up with flammable gas before setting them into the air in the direction of Israel. The response following the balloons led to a flurry of airstrikes on Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cup full of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.